I would like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land and waters we record the Kata Project upon. I would also like to acknowledge all my gurus, including my culture, my teachers, and my mother, that have given me the knowledge that I have and continue to gain. Namaskaram and welcome to the Kata Project. Prince Ram and Lakshman met Sugriva, and after helping him become the king of Kishkindha, Sugriva promises to help find Princess Sita. All the Vanaras have assembled and they are ready to begin their search. Shall we find out what happens next? Enjoy listening. All the monkeys and bears in Kishkindha had assembled and were waiting for instructions from their king Sugriva to begin their search for Princess Sita. When you can't find a toy that you may have misplaced, you think about where you had it last and then try and retrace your steps, don't you? But how was Prince Ram going to find Sita if he didn't misplace her? But instead, someone took her away and was hiding her in some unknown place. So Sugriva had an army of thousands at his command, and he said, "There will be a search party that goes to the four corners of this earth. Wherever Sita is being kept, we will find her." So saying, he divided the group into four camps. The first was led by a monkey called Satabali, who went north. The second army, led by Vinata, went east. Sushena's army went west. And finally, Sugriva called Hanumanji to the side and said, "We saw Ravana's chariot in the sky going south. I have a strong feeling that is the direction you will find Princess Sita. Hanuman, you are my most trusted minister. Please take Angad, Jambavan, and the most skilled Vanaras in your group." Prince Ram, who already liked Hanuman so much, also had a good feeling that Hanuman would be successful in his search. He trusted Hanumanji's ability so much that he gave Hanuman his ring. "My dearest Hanuman, please take my ring with you on your search. When you find Sita, show her this ring and she will know that you are my messenger. She will trust you." Prince Ram never said, "If you find Sita." He said, "When you find Sita." He trusted Hanumanji that much. Pavanaputra also felt that he had a great responsibility to find Princess Sita. He could not come back with any bad news. So off they went on their journey down south in search of Princess Sita. They went through forests, other kingdoms, and deserts, all the while looking for clues as to the whereabouts of Princess Sita. Finally, after walking hundreds and hundreds of kilometers, they arrived at the seashore, right at the southernmost tip of India. Where to from here? All the Vanaras in Hanumanji's group were so sad that they had come this far and still had no news of the princess. "We cannot go back now. Sugriva will surely not let us back into the kingdom without news of Princess Sita. We will have to live here forever on this beach," said one of the monkeys. Just then, on the shore, a giant vulture hobbled towards them. "So many tired-looking monkeys," thought the giant bird. "Surely, if they all collapse and fall down here, I will have a grand feast for myself and be able to survive many more months." This bird was called Sampati. The sad monkeys continued, "Why has all this happened?" "Because of Queen Kaikeyi, Prince Ram had to be in the forest. Because Prince Ram had to be in the forest, Ravan kidnapped Princess Sita. Because Sita was captured, that mighty Jatayu fought for her and lost his life. Because Jatayu could not save her, Sugriva promised that we would find Princess Sita, and now look at us. We have nowhere to go. The monkeys cried out and were all so sad. Jatayu? Did you say Jatayu? Sampati, who heard all that the monkeys had to say, was suddenly surprised to hear the name of his brother, Jatayu. He hobbled closer to the monkeys and said, I am Sampati, Jatayu's brother. Did you say he lost his life? My darling brother, Jatayu. As young birds, we had a competition to see who could fly closest to the sun. Jatayu was about to win, but I knew going so close to the sun would burn him. And so, with my wings, I protected him and pushed him back to earth. As I did that, my own wings got burnt, and when I fell down, I fell here, on this mountain, near the sea, and was never able to be rejoined with my brother. I am so sad to hear that he is no more. Now, the specialty about vultures is they have the best eyes. Their eyes are like binoculars. They can see things really, really, really far away. Sampati continued, Did you say Princess Sita was captured by Ravan? Some months ago, I saw a lady being taken over this sea towards Lanka. Even now, I can see that she is being kept in the palace of Lanka. Sampati described how Sita was sitting and was surrounded by Rakshasis guarding her. The Vanaras were so happy to hear this news of Sita. However, in order for their mission to be successful, they needed to see Princess Sita for themselves and bring news back to Prince Rama and Sugriva. But how to get to Lanka? They didn't have any aeroplanes or boats to cross the sea. However, these monkeys were extremely strong, and they all started comparing how far they could jump. How far do you think you can jump? 1 meter? 2 meters? 3 meters? One monkey said, I can jump 10 yojanas. Another said that he could jump 20. Another said 40. Jambavan, the mighty bear, said, I can jump 90 yojanas, but that will not be enough to get to Lanka. Angad, Vali's son, said, I can jump the 100 yojanas to Lanka, but I won't have the strength to jump back. Amongst all this chitter and chatter, Hanumanji was very quiet. Jambavan went to Hanuman and said, Hanuman, even as a child, you thought the sun was a mango and jumped that high to try and eat it. If you believe in yourself, you can jump to Lanka and see Princess Sita and come back without any difficulty. Come on, Hanuman, say the words, Jai Shri Ram, and jump. I think Hanumanji needs your encouragement. Can you say Jai Shri Ram and give him the power? Come on, try with me. Jai Shri Ram. Come on, a little bit more for our mighty Hanumanji. Jai Shri Ram. Hearing Jambavan's words and hearing you say Jai Shri Ram, Hanuman climbed up the Mahendra Hill. And when he got to the top, he realized his power and started growing bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And with one almighty jump, Hanumanji leapt into the air and started his flight towards Lanka, where Princess Sita was being kept. Hanumanji flew top speed like a jet aeroplane, but he was about to face three giant obstacles on his way there. As he flew, suddenly The ocean below him started to churn. And from underneath the water, something was rising. Suddenly, out of nowhere, a giant mountain was in front of Hanumanji. And it spoke to him. It was Mount Mainaka. Dearest Pavanaputra. Pavanaputra means the son of Vayu, the wind god. Dearest Pavanaputra, your father Vayu helped me many years ago. And it is now my chance to return the favor. Please rest on me. You are taking a very long and difficult journey. Have a little rest. Hanumanji thanked the mountain and said, "Thank you, Mainaka. However, I cannot stop on my mission. If I rest, I will rust." You see, when you start a job, especially one so important, you must not rest until the job is done. And so, Hanumanji continued. As he went, the ocean below him began to churn again. But this time, it wasn't a friendly mountain. It was a giant snake. Surasa, the sea serpent, rose from the water below and stopped Hanumanji from continuing. Surasa said to him, "I have not eaten for many months. You must enter my mouth." Hanumanji had to use his quick thinking, so he grew in size and got bigger. So Surasa opened her mouth bigger. Hanumanji grew some more, so the snake opened her mouth some more. And then Hanumanji grew even more, and the serpent stretched her mouth the most she could. In that moment, Hanumanji quickly reduced his size to that of a little fly and zipped inside her mouth and quickly came out again before she could close it. "Surasa, I have entered your mouth just like you asked. Now, let me pass." Surasa smiled and agreed that Hanumanji was very, very clever. Finally, as he was preparing his landing in Lanka, Hanumanji felt an almighty pull on his body. What was that? He thought. He looked around, but nobody was there. Below him, the ocean was churning again, and a giant Rakshasi could be seen under the water. Her name was Simhika, and she loved to grab the shadows of all that passed over her and would pull them deep into the sea. But Hanumanji had no time for yet another obstacle on his flight towards Mother Sita. He took out his mace or gada and battled Simhika until she was defeated and proceeded forward to Lanka. When he finally landed there, Hanumanji was amazed at the size of Ravan's palace. It was grand, it was beautiful, and it was so luxurious. Imagine the best holiday resorts with beautiful palm trees on the beach. Every room had a view of the crystal blue water. It was spectacular. But Hanumanji was there on a mission, not on a holiday. So, without getting distracted, he quietly tiptoed through the palace, making sure he wasn't seen. He peeked into every room he went, and finally he came across a large bedroom with a huge bed. On that bed was a lady sleeping peacefully. She wore a grand sari and wore sparkling jewels, and she was so beautiful. Thinking this may be Sita, he was about to take a step inside. But Hanumanji always thought before he acted. Would Mother Sita be sleeping so peacefully while wearing such clothes? Never! Hanumanji realized this could not be Mother Sita and continued his search. Finally, he came to the gardens, and there in the Ashoka garden, he heard a soft voice. Ram, 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 Ram. What an adventure Hanumanji has had! You know, there are many lessons to be learnt from this story. Hanumanji didn't rest on Mainaka, although he had a tiring journey ahead, because he knew if you rest while doing a job, the job will get delayed. If you rest, you rust. Hanumanji knows that when you're faced with a huge problem like Surasa's giant mouth, you must be quick in your thinking and clever to come up with solutions to that problem. When there is darkness and doubt that may come into your mind and pull you down when you are working on your goals, like Simhika, make sure that your mind is trained and strong to be able to fight those demons away like Hanumanji's gada. And finally, before you act, always stop to think, because if you do something too quickly without proper thought, things may go wrong and it will be hard to go back. Next time, we will hear how Ramchandraji's army gets to Lanka. Namaskaram.